I know the DJ.
Do you?
You gotta
90s baby, stand up.
You're coming back because I'm blowing in it. Pause. I take my craft serious.
Get the hell out of here. I don't owe you shit.
Welcome to episode 73 of But I Know the DJ, the original New England podcast discussing all things DJing, music, nightlife, business, and pop culture through the unfiltered opinions of host Snacks.
Give me Snacks, baby.
A.K.A. the overweight Playboy Cardi, DJ's fingers. Straight up. And Cammy V.
DJ Cammy V.
Powered by Dope Entertainment. And good to be back.
Yes.
So much to talk about.
And
but we know we do want to start off on a softer note. As of very recently, you know, we unfortunately do have another very, very sad death in pop culture in Hollywood, specifically Euphoria's own Angus Cloud, played Fesco on Euphoria.
The only reason why I watched the show.
Yeah, I mean, he was a very much crowd favorite. If you don't know his like backstory, he's like not a trained actor.
Yep.
You know, stole everyone's hearts over the show, and as people got to know him through interviews and whatnot, at 25, they haven't released really any details in terms of how he went, but it was a week after him losing his father. So I think, you know, there's just a lot of, I guess, assumptions at this point that we can make, but I just did want to take an opportunity to, you know, say rest in peace to him, and also just as us, as a full male hosted and run, shout out Catherine, podcast, that, you know, mental health in men is very, very important, and make sure you check in on the men in your life. You know, ask them if they're okay, if they need help with anything, if they need to talk through anything, because it is difficult for us out here. And it's very, very sad to see him go. Any comments or anything from you guys?
Yeah, man. I mean, obviously, like, just another tragic loss for, you know, not only pop culture, but, you know, in the acting community. I feel like a lot of creatives, like, we share a creative space with people like that. So, you know, obviously they're on a completely different scale than we are, but, you know, it's very understandable. And, you know, if you need help, definitely get help. And I just did want to mention too, like, how well casted he was for that fucking role, huh?
Yeah.
It's interesting because of the writer's strike, the show's getting pushed back. The next season's gonna be getting pushed back a lot. And now I'm like, I'm sure they're going to have to even go back to square one because they're going to have to rewrite.
Yeah.
Him. I don't think they filmed anything.
Nah.
So, like, they're going to have to rewrite him and stuff like that. And so,
I mean, it's just crazy because they did say that he did deal with, like, mental, you know, mental issues, like, as far, you know, dealing with a lot of stuff back in his earlier years and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
But they, like you said, they didn't disclose whether if it was suicide or not. But a lot of things are leaning towards that way. But guys, like, it's okay to feel, it's okay to express. Don't, you know, this machismo thing, we've said it before, it just has to, it's no good for you, you know, and I tell people a lot, it's usually the tough ones that hold the shit inside, like, ask, you know, it's okay to ask, but yo, you good? What's up? Are you all right? We do it with each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're freely and open with each other, and that's how it should be. That's how your friendship circle should be. It shouldn't be just turn up. It shouldn't be just, yo, we outside. It shouldn't be just, yo, I just bought these new kicks. It shouldn't be just drama. It should be like, yo, if you really care about each other, you really care about your friends, you should definitely dig deeper and make sure that they're okay.
Yeah.
Amen to that.
All said so. Rest in peace. Angus Cloud.
Also, Sinead O'Connor. Rest in peace, Sinead O'Connor.
Rest in peace, Neil Connor. So, just wanted to open up with that, but shifting gears hard, because we do have a lot to talk about, and we are leaving a big part of the show to talk about one specific thing, so just breezing by real quick. Huge change in gears, huge change in energy. I didn't tell you guys that I was bringing this up, because I literally read this headline. This headline dropped today.
Okay.
Read this headline an hour ago. I'm just going to say the headline. Lizzo. We have no idea what I'm going to say.
No,
right?
not at all.
Good start.
Not at all.
Ready? This is the headline.
This can go anywhere.
Headline says, Lizzo forced dancers to eat bananas from sex workers' vaginas during Amsterdam trip. Bombshell lawsuit.
Hold on. Forced.
Correct.
This is a, like, you better fucking do it or you're going home.
I have the article. Let's read it, shall we? We have The Truth Really Does Hurt. Three of Lizzo's former dancers are suing the Good as Hell performer, as well as Big Girl, Big Touring, and Shirlene Quigley, for allegedly subjecting them to endure weight shaming, sexually...
Hold on, what?
Word I've never heard, seen before. Denigrating? What? Denigrating?
You, I thought you were going to say something else.
No. Denigrating?
You can't.
Do you know that word? Do you know that word? Denigrating? No. I've never seen the word before.
Denigrating.
Sexually denigrating behavior.
I thought you were going to say denigrating.
I thought it was degrading.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, sorry.
Final destination?
It should be degrading.
It should be degrading. I think
I thought initially when I was reading, I said I was going to say degrading. Anyway, let's say degrading. Sexually degrading behavior and pressuring them to participate in disturbing sex shows. Plaintiffs Ariana Davis and Crystal Williams claim in the lawsuit filed Tuesday and obtained by Page Six, which is where I'm reading from. Check out page6.com for the full article, that they were eventually fired while the third plaintiff, Noel Rodriguez, resigned over Lizzo's stunning behavior. Let's get more specific in terms of what the actual behavior was. The lawsuit states things quickly got out of hand as Lizzo began inviting cast members to take turns touching the new performers, catching dildos launched from the performers' vaginas, and eating bananas protruding from the performers' vaginas. The suit also claims Lizzo allegedly pressured and goaded Davis into touching one nude performer's breasts. The plaintiffs claim that just a month later, Lizzo's 35, goddamn, deceived them once again into attending a nude show, thereby robbing them of the choice not to participate. The document states, what are initial thoughts, fellas?
Kinky motherfucker.
That's not good as hell.
Oh.
That's bad as hell.
Oh, my God. Yo,
big L. Kelly energy, no?
Oh, my God.
We don't like that?
Yo. Oh my
bro,
God.
I couldn't believe. I thought you were kidding.
No,
bro, I'm sitting here cracking up laughing. I'm like, there's no way this is fucking real.
Super real.
No,
it shows pictures of the plaintiffs, of the victims. Lizzo's corny ass wildin'.
It's been a week of freaky dickies.
What is going on?
It is the week of freaky dickies.
Banana protruding out of the before. Banana cream pie, might I say?
Banana cream pie. Banana cream pie. We were just talking about bananas. I love bananas, man.
I love bananas. I love cream pies. Have you ever had a banana cream pie?
No. I guess it's Lizzo.
How about a banana nut muffin?
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, so fucking
speaking about freaky dickies, did you guys hear about Dwight Howard?
Yo, yes, I did. Please take it away.
Please
fucking
elaborate.
Dwight Howard.
I did not.
Let me see if I can get it. You're a big sports fan.
Yeah,
you're a sports guy.
Dwight Howard. So Dwight Howard.
Let me see if I can get up. You explain. I'll try and find.
He goes and he slides into some dude's DM, right?
Yeah.
Inviting him over while his son's there sleeping.
Oh, that's crazy.
Hold on one second. If I'm not mistaken, there has been some questionable things that's happened in the past.
Yeah.
So please
this isn't new behavior.
No.
It's just the newest behavior.
Okay. Now it's just, okay, we know.
So there's a lot of rumors of Dwight, you know, being explorative.
Being explorative, and he invited some dude over for a threesome. Not with another girl. No, this is what he said. He said, a girl or maybe a guy. That's what he said.
Teehee.
I think what he meant to say was the person was transgendered. That's what I think he was insinuating. Anyways, you are not bi at that point. You are gay.
So
if it's two guys, you're gay.
So
he was trying to invite two guys. How do you do that?
Not that there's anything wrong with being gay.
There's nothing wrong with being gay.
I'm looking at the text right now. The apparent screenshots of there's multiple screenshots, but the person that was involved sends out, I got you, Poppy. Also, what are you into? You like freaky shit? Dwight apparently responds with, yes, I'm into freaky shit. Now, I want you to know I'm not like gay or anything. I'm just a little nasty
and
sometimes.
That's what I'm responding to.
I don't want to offend you.
He calls himself not gay. No, if you want to have a threesome with two dudes, at that point, you are gay.
Listen, man.
You are gay. I'm sorry. Now here's my fucking thing. Dwight Howard's tall fucking ass. Who's getting behind Dwight Howard?
Maybe he's just a top.
He's a top.
I don't know.
Who's gonna top a guy that's 7'2"?
How tall is Dwight Howard?
I think he's like 7'7".
He's got to be like 6'11", 7 feet.
I would say seven footer.
Sorry, no guys getting behind me. I got over 30 boards. You got to over 30 boards. Get the fuck away from me. Oh my God. Not happening.
But it's interesting when we see these stories, because at the end of the day, like, celebrities are people.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
And we know a dude from around the way who was, you know, a little freaky deaky and shit.
Chattanovia.
They just got famous.
Novio. Yeah.
And just got money. But what happens when you get some fame and some money?
I think I think he might blow up after this. I think he might get more endorsement deals. I think he's going to get into the LGBTQ community. You mean?
I mean,
look at the motherfucking island boys, the freaky boys, the Bati boys. Look at them.
But that's another level. They're brothers, are they not?
What they're doing is they're milking the whole incest porn craze that's going on right now. You go online, everything.
Wait, what? Is that a craze?
Yes, everything online is my stepdad or my stepbrother. This my mom, dad, like stuff like that online. So they're literally milking that shit. Like,
is that research or
what do you mean?
Did I research that? You just happen to know a lot about it.
I just know.
I love when you do research for the show.
I read an article where they were talking about it. They're like, it's a huge thing in porn right now. It's the incest thing. So they're doing that. There's a lot of freaky deaky things going on, man.
Yeah, I mean,
what in the Alabama is going on here?
I think what? It's Jupiter retrograde?
Mercury's in retrograde?
Yeah. I don't know.
The aliens are here.
Aliens are here, bro.
Lizzo, I mean, do you think, does this get Lizzo canceled? Like, what are we doing?
I mean, it depends, because I feel like...
I just took a DNA test, turns out I'm a fucking weirdo.
I feel like...
Truth hurts, Lizzo.
I feel like...
Yeah!
I feel like it's going to go under the radar.
Think so?
Because I didn't even hear about this.
This shit dropped or the day we're recording. This shit just dropped, bro.
I'm on my phone. And I didn't see nothing of it. And I'm like, yo.
That's just my TL, huh?
It's just you, man.
That's my TL.
It's
you. You think she's going to pay for it to go away? Or?
I mean.
She's definitely got bread.
It's out there now.
The lawsuit is filed. This isn't just shit. Like, the lawsuit is like in. The lawsuit just got signed like the other day.
Is it like a civil or is it like. It's got to be a civil lawsuit. She's probably just going to pay for it to go away. Probably.
I need to see a video.
A video of what?
I need to see a video of this.
For your personal research purposes?
No, just so I can, you know what I'm saying? Like, just cause. You know, I would need, if this, is there proof? Right? We can watch it together. We can dissect this whole shit.
I'm not all dissecting right.
Little reaction video?
Yeah, a little reaction video.
I was trying to do the reaction video to the Adam 22 shit, but I'm the weirdo.
Yeah, you watched it. Man, you know that dude.
Oh, I watched it.
I know you did.
But I wanted to watch it together.
And like give a breakdown,
like a podcast, ESPN like pause, shit. Let's yeah. comment. You
put know the what I'm illustrator saying? On the TV.
Yeah, get the marker.
You're hitting the A gap right here.
Yeah. Damn, man.
Yo, you see shit. What I did there? Yeah.
He's going in for the cream pie.
Wait. The A gap. Come on, that was gold. That was so good.
You guys are fucking.
Oh
awful.
My God, she reached over and grabbed it and put it in her mouth.
Welcoming Jason Love. Hey,
standing at 6'6".
Go deep.
Schlong so long.
It is high. It is far. It is schlong.
Lizzo.
Would you? Come on. Come on. If Lizzo walked in and was like, you know, she just walked in like with a laced on, oiled up, sitting there like, I want a snack. Would you?
So. A lot of people don't know. I've met her before, and I was also in her Instagram story.
Really?
Because she did.
She gave
years
you a
ago.
Banana.
No. So, what was her first hit?
Truth Hurts, bro.
Truth Hurts. Okay. Yeah. So this was like before COVID. So she was in town because she was doing some like Kiss 108 thing.
Yeah.
And it was celebrating her first. It was either her first Grammy or first Grammy nomination. Something like she just got something, and she came to the club after, and I was DJing, and they hit me up, and they're like, "Yo, have these records ready," and I was like, "Boom," and she was like. Really nice. And
so you would.
Back to the question.
She's not your type. I thought you didn't have
it's
type.
Not that she's not my type. I'm just not attracted to her.
Why? Because she's overweight.
No. That's not it at all, actually.
Just because she's black?
No, that's definitely not
it. So what is it?
I don't find her attractive.
Why?
She doesn't have the features that attract me.
Is she not pretty?
I think she's objectively a pretty person. I think she's very talented, but I don't think she's...
Objectively is the key word here. Yeah.
I think she's pretty for like the earth.
Yeah.
No, she's objectively pretty. I think she's a pretty person.
Yo,
apparently not
next time somebody asks you about somebody ugly, I think it's ugly. Hey, I think she's pretty for the earth, but I don't think she's pretty for me.
Yeah, people have preferences.
Yo,
pretty for the earth is very funny.
He just got that off. That's pretty fucking snacks, sick, bro. Baby.
You don't say shit.
That's some toxic shit right
that's
there.
Yeah, she's pretty for the earth.
She's pretty for the earth, but
she's not for me.
She's
nice.
I recycle. I recycle every Thursday, man. She's pretty for the earth. We're gonna send her back. We're gonna send her to the streets of the earth.
She's nice. She's got a good personality.
Give it to the aliens.
Yeah. Well, so you're saying crazy. You would?
Huh?
So you're saying you would?
Huh?
You're saying you would?
Depends on how many handy shots I got in my system.
Why?
Why?
So you're into it.
I mean, she's pretty for the earth, and she's pretty for me. Freaky deaky guys, hey, yo, live your life. Just consent is everything. Don't force somebody to do some stupid shit like that. You're a superstar. I mean, like, I know
yeah,
you
that
you
shit's
got
wild.
Power.
I mean, it is fucking, at the end of the day, this shit's fucking,
like, that's insane, dude.
I mean, post Bill Cosby, post R. Kelly, post all this shit, you're still doing dumb shit like that? Think that nobody's gonna fucking air you out?
I don't know. I feel like.
You might.
I'll keep that shit a secret. I'll probably see a banana and freak out, though, after a while.
Well. You know, we'll see what happens. We'll keep the show updated.
Yeah,
see what happens with the lawsuit.
To,
Lizzo
could be an SVU segment.
The new L. Kelly. Fuck. Jesus. All right. Well, moving on. Oh man. And this one, there's a lot to. Can we move on? I can't move on to the next segment.
My mind's telling me no.
I don't think I've ever seen you laugh this hard before.
Oh my God, L. Kelly is great.
Oh, shit. Oh God, that's so bad.
Fuck, don't do that to Lizzo. Don't do that to Lizzo.
I didn't do shit. My mind's
telling me no. Oh God.
I didn't do shit.
Oh man, have Lizzo on the screen right now, please. Lizzo. What do you think was going to happen? I see you put your two things you like. You like food.
Fruit.
You like fruit. You like poonan.
I mean, I'm sure she thought it was all in like good fun. She's like, oh, you know, the team is out. Let's get fucking. They were in Amsterdam.
That's why I said, I need to see a video because I need to know what Forrest is.
They were in Amsterdam.
I need to know what Forrest is. Did she say like, yo, hey, you don't do this?
I don't know. Can we move on?
Okay, let's move on. You don't want to fucking sit on L. Kelly. That's the name of the podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the title of the episode for sure.
L. Kelly.
I've never heard you laugh like that. Why are you screaming? You sound like me.
Oh my God.
I laugh like that. I didn't know you laugh like that. Sound like fucking Elmo.
Okay, Treasus. Let's talk about Treasus.
Can I play the record?
Yeah, go ahead.
Play the record.
Pull up. Oh. Let's go. This is right now. You can tell everybody, spread out, make a circle. Just make a circle.
Open it up.
Open this shit up right
Chase
now.
Chase B, open it up.
Open the bitch up right now. Right here. Gotta scream. Yeah!
Let's go! This live is gonna go fucking crazy.
Oh my God.
Dude,
Utopia has finally dropped.
It's here.
Wow. Just wow.
5 years in the making.
Wow.
And we just talked about this, what, 2 episodes ago?
We did.
Yeah.
We did. It's here.
About we've expectations.
We've lived with it.
And we said it had to be great.
We did.
We said it had to be great. You said it's probably going to be mid.
I said more often than not, because I have the tape, more often than not, when an artist waits this long,
DJ Cammy V,
the hype usually ruins it for the people that listen.
Right.
Now, again, not that.
Let's start off with the good.
Dude, I'm very impressed by this album. I think he definitely evolved as an artist. He definitely went in a little bit more. He went in a different direction than he has in the past. Stayed true to his roots. But, dude, can we talk about the fucking production on this?
Production's incredible.
Insane, bro. And I feel like from the very first record, when I play that song, I was like, dude, he took me to wherever Utopia is. Yeah. I feel like just listening through the album, like I feel like I'm there with him.
Like, dude, just from the you have the first track, you have it there, dude. Just from the beginning, just the little vocal, the little vocal.
That was like some Kendrick Lamar right shit, right?
I
was
like, all right, this is definitely gonna go somewhere.
Yeah.
This is definitely going somewhere left. This is definitely not
the first sound.
That whole thing right there, I definitely knew that it was gonna go somewhere that we haven't gone before with Travis Scott, and I'm glad. Yeah, man. That alone. That alone,
shut up,
just took me somewhere else. The situation
we are in at this
time, I already know. I'm like, okay, we're going on a fucking he's here.
Oh, he's here.
Yeah,
what a waste. It would, like, if he came back with another record that sounded like Astroworld, it would be a waste of fucking time. It would be a waste of fucking time for what? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I didn't want the, but you know,
would have been cool.
I mean, like me, like, this is what, when I say Drake, this is like the kind of like left I want Drake to do. I want Drake to push the boundary, and I feel like he could. You know what I mean? And you could say he did that with the How Will the Dance record, but I feel like that was still kind of safe because he's always incorporated that UK dance kind of feel to his music.
So what I think in rebuttal to that is, like, I think Travis did trade the radio and club value for that. Like, I think that's something Drake just won't let go.
Yeah.
That's
I think Drake just loves to be able to be like digestible by everyone and inevitably will be.
Yeah.
And throughout when I went through the first full listen, I was like, there's minimal like club records or radio records on this. So I think he traded. I think he made the decision to trade that for and I think that's like the Kendrick route, right? Yeah. You trade it for very high quality, this is the music that needs to be made kind of thing.
Because because he did this, now he's cementing his legacy as a very legitimate artist.
Yeah.
I think.
Is that all the good? Do we want to keep going with the good?
I mean, we can keep bringing.
What's your favorite track on it?
It's
so
inevitably
far?
Meltdown. Meltdown. I love Telekinesis too. When SZA, so Telekinesis is a 6-minute song.
Yeah.
That, and what I do want to say too is, until now, so me just having it up right now, the features are in now.
But on the first listen,
when it first dropped, it didn't label any of the features. And if people were like mad about it, and I go, dude, listening to it front and back the first time and not knowing who was going to be on the next record.
Because that possibly would have skipped to their favorite tracks.
Well, that, but it forces you to listen to the whole thing.
Who it is, yeah.
And you're also just like, so for instance, with Meltdown, when we got all the way down to Meltdown, because Meltdown is all the way down in number 7.
7, yeah.
I'm going to play it right now, so.
Yeah.
2 seconds in.
Yeah.
We so, no. So I had a listening session with Fab and Jergs at my crib, and we were also drunk and high as fuck. It was awesome.
I would have been there, but.
I
was sleeping.
So the song starts, and it just says Meltdown, and we're like, okay, cool. And we just hear it. Yeah. And I pause it, and we go, fuck, it's Drake! Drake is on it! We had to start it, 3 seconds, and we started over, and we're like, fuck. And then Drake does the T-time. Like, and we were just going fucking nuts. So there was an excitement to that. There was a, what the fuck is happening? Who's going to be here? And what ended up happening, dude, the feature list is insane.
It is insane.
Beyonce, Drake, fucking Future, SZA,
Young
Bad
Thug,
Bunny, Weeknd,
Playboy,
like, it's fucking insane. So, with the Telekinesis record, 6-minute song, the first 4.5 minutes are just Future and Travis. And I'm like, okay, cool. This is very dark, the two auto-tune ass dudes are fucking just having a sing-off, whatever, whatever. And then the beat changes into this, like, bright, like, brassy instrumental, and SZA starts singing. And I remember when I was like, four minutes in.
Fun fact, that was supposed to be on Donda.
It sounds like it. Yeah, it was
I feel like a lot of this
could have been on Donda.
Could have easily been
that. I heard the demo, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Man. Also, 10 years later. After Yeezus.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
But I think favorite standouts for me, Modern Jam is so fire because I'm like, damn, like, I haven't heard, like, production like this in a long time. Dude, so fucking good, man. And I'm like, damn, like, this is, like, Kid Cudi, Kanye energy, this like, is, off the bat.
Is this the...
Dude, and I think... I could be wrong, but I think it's like a David Bowie feature in here or a sample. I don't know if that's the other artist because I didn't know who the other artist
is. So it's Tizo Touchdown looking at the features.
Go,
right
go
now.
To like a minute 30 in. Dude, you're so fucking different. I'm like, yo, this is fire.
Is this drum sample, is that from the T... not the T-808. It's like... fuck! It's gonna kill me. It's like a drum, like an old classic drum machine from like the 80s. It Sounds like it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
So, if you heard I Am a God,
yeah,
the demo version
sounds like this. It's the same exact beat.
It's the same.
I Am a God is a stripped down version of this.
Yeah.
And then, it comes in here in a second, but.
But this whole, like, distortedness...
Dude, it takes you there. And I think Love Song, too, which is a very slept-on record. My one complaint about that one is Kid Cudi's on the end for literally 36 seconds, and I'm like...
Yep.
Dude, this is fucking crazy, man. This literally is a Kid Cudi record. Especially, like, how Travis sounds on it, too. I'm like, damn, this is right off Man on the Moon, too.
And me too, like I was listening to like on my speakers and I'm like, damn it, this needs to be louder. I need to hear this in like a fucking club somewhere with a big ass speakers, bro. Like I couldn't hear it.
Or back to the Kanye listening parties.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, like this album did it for me with that. My favorite track on this album that I keep going back to is Sirens.
Good one.
Sirens.
Sirens has that sick ending, the interlude.
I love that the drums on that.
What is it? An interlude, right? You said interlude?
It's an outro.
No, but it is an interlude. I'm going to send this to Greg because intro. Greg was like, it's not an interlude.
It depends where you can sit, like, because, like, different artists it'll be like someone's interlude or whatever.
It's not an interlude track, but
play this shit from the beginning.
This intro
is fucking amazing to me. This shit reminds me like of just like something's coming, like,
yes.
I love that shit. You know what I'm saying?
This production is just the thought behind it.
It's nuts. And then like the drums that come in just out of left field.
That backing synth sounds like waves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Without the arpeggiator.
Yeah. That's just crazy.
It's just so. So it's genre bending, right? Because like when we consider hip hop, especially, is so mapped as far as just like drum patterns and stuff like that, and like this is, you know, obviously elements of rock, obviously elements of like, I don't know if it's dance music really,
80s.
Like 80s, just I don't even know what to call it, with the synthesizers and whatnot, but these drum patterns are like insane,
insane, bro,
different,
and it's just like you got those people that wanted this, they wanted fucking Astroworld again, and those kids, those young kids that want to turn up the whole way, and you're hearing those kids saying it's fucking mid. It's just, we waited all this for this, and it's just like that. It's like it goes back to that whole conversation. Is like, it's what? Where's your music palette at? Mm-hmm. What are you used to listening to? How far is your playlist on your fucking phone? Do you just listen to trap music all day? This is not for you.
Yeah, no.
This is not. This is worldly. This is taking you to a whole different direction that I feel like Travis Scott needed to go.
I agree.
For his discography. I feel like a lot of his discography was the same shit, all the way as far as like.
I think he was growing every
album. Psychedelic.
I think he was growing.
I agree with that, but yeah, this is.
But this is the one that's like he's an elite level.
Yeah,
this is an artist.
This is
an artist.
This is art. This is art. This is very artistic. Yes,
and he's not a big lyrical guy, but he was spitting on here. I feel like he has some his moments on. He's getting better on that. I feel like this album, he really wanted to show that he got some rap skills on there. Now. Here's my gripe for this album. I love this album. I've listened to it to beginning and I don't no skips.
Out of 10?
Out of 10, I give it an 8.5.
Okay.
8.5 out of 10. Only because
how do I put Fantano this? Gave it a 7.
What?
Anthony this Fantano album, gave him a 7.
This album to me just feels like a carbon copy it sounds like a Kanye West album. It doesn't sound like a Travis Scott album to me. This is why I say this. Everything on here, you hear from the beginning, and it's Kanye inspired all the way through. It's the Yeezus inspired. And the people, let me school y'all a little bit of Travis Scott's.
Let's get comfortable.
Take the floor.
Travis Scott's participation in Yeezus. He has two to three.
I was going to bring this up, yeah.
Credits on that album. That's 10% of the fucking album, okay? And at that time, he wasn't producing anything that sounded nearly close to what Kanye West was doing. Kanye West, at that point, he was toying with these sounds coming out of nowhere, these drums that... He was already doing that in his song. He did that shit in My Dark Twisted Fantasy, okay? If you didn't notice... Travis Scott used a lot of the fucking producers that worked on Yeezus.
Yep.
Okay. So he knew where he was going. He even brought in the Zen Master Rick Rubin which is the reducer. He's a reducer, not a producer. He's a reducer. And they sit there and just fucking pick apart the fucking album.
And there were still 6 minute songs.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, now you know what I love? You know, I'm sorry. Sorry to cut you off. You know what I love too? There's a lot of dead space. He let these records breathe to really kind of suck you in to suck you in as like a listener. Like it really pulls you in because now you're listening for every change in the music. All right, dude, I'll fucking go cry.
No, go.
No, I think it really sucks you in as a listener because now you're paying attention, not even to just the vocals, but like every subtle change that's happening in the background, in the foreground of the beat, you're like locked in on.
But my thing is just like, it doesn't feel innovative to me because I've heard this already. I've heard this from Ye already. If Kanye West didn't go secular music, right, and he kept going on this from Pablo, this is probably what we would have got. A more fine-tuned Yeezus, which it is. It's
Yandy,
a more...
Yandy.
Well, it's a more, like, palatable Yeezus. Because Yeezus was just left field. Like, that sound
I think at the time, but I think over time, like there's, like, how do I explain this? Like,
Kanye West ran.
But a lot of the Yeezus records, I think, are more digestible.
Now?
No. So at the time, it was so left field at the time. But even so, and on site, it's still, as crazy as this instrumental is, the song itself is linear.
Yeah.
It's him just right. There's like no real hook. Chorus or yeah. Like they have like the sample splits.
He just goes.
But it's him just going versus like this album. There's so much like
it's a more. I guess you're right. It's so, more digestible.
So layered. It's a more. Like, it's a more fine tuned. Well, Kanye, what he was doing was because his fine tuned album was My Dark Twisted Fantasy, which came before that.
Right.
Right. So this Yeezus was supposed to be just a stripped down version. Album where it's just, yo, I'm just hitting you with these sounds, right? I feel like this album, Travis Scott, took all those different elements that he learned from Ye and applied it to here.
Yeah.
You can hear it on everything, even the way that he used the features and shit like that. It's he used that Kanye West method where there's not like a chorus, hook, chorus. It's like things are all over the place. You don't know how what's coming up next.
That is true.
This artist going in and out of verses, stuff like that. Like that's why for me, I'm like, yo, this is not innovative.
So I'll say this. I did see a tweet probably a couple hours before the album came out from Kevin Durant that said this is going to change the scape of music forever.
I don't think so. I think Ye.
I agree.
Ye changed what
I'm
this,
agreeing with you.
What this album only shows is that Ye changed the scope of music.
I agree with you. And now, wholeheartedly. And wholeheartedly.
Without that album, we wouldn't get this.
This would have never happened without Yeezus.
Without Yeezus, we wouldn't
get
this.
So it's like,
album.
Can you honestly say, if you're Kevin Durant, this is going to change the scope of music? Didn't Yeezus change the scope of music?
Well, I think for the younger generation that don't know Yeezus that much. Well, and if you don't know Yeezus, you live under a fucking rock. I think it's just gonna make it. It's just gonna kind of like double down on the vibe, so people are gonna want to do it more. But come on, that's my black skinhead. That's black skinhead.
Shut up.
You know what I mean?
Like, shut up.
They heard this shit already.
Some people don't, and I'm gonna make the comparison. So this is Circus Maximus. This is Black Skinhead.
Which he also used. He used that also in Sirens for the intro.
Yeah. So it's
almost identical.
It's almost identical. Listen, I love the album. Travis, thank you for bringing
this. I love it for
doing this for music. I appreciate it. But if we're going to really dissect this album, if we're really going to talk about it, I love that. That's where one thing that's missing for me as well is, like, I needed to hear, like, Kanye was spitting bars over this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was spitting some shit that was meaningful. You know what I'm saying? Like, I needed to hear like a yay verse on this. I needed to hear on the
album. I'm surprised.
There should have been on God's Country.
Yeah. I'm surprised there wasn't.
You know, I am surprised.
That's something that I was waiting for because it's just such a yay-esque album that you're like, damn, where's Ye at? You know what I'm saying? Right. So,
do you think we're getting a deluxe? I'll throw that in the ring here. Do you think there's?
I'm
a
pretty.
Deluxe?
I'm pretty sure there's definitely.
There's 19 records on this. Though.
I bet that there might be two or three other records for the deluxe if there is one. Has he done one before? No, he hasn't done a deluxe before.
No.
So,
no, Astroworld had a...
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
So that being said, if there is a deluxe, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a Kanye record in the vault still.
Okay. I think now let's talk about Meltdown a little bit more deeper.
Mm.
Drake again.
Mm-hmm.
Felt like... well, let me start off this. Travis is a shit friend. I think Travis Scott is a piece of shit as a friend.
Why?
And I've smoked with Travis Scott. We've been in the booth together, bro. This is I'm just curious, bro. Why do you continuously allow Drake to come on your songs and shit on your friends? Why?
Because it's that Drake feature.
Why?
It's that Drake feature, bro.
Now Drake, yo, you know what? I want to get some shit off about your friends. I'm going to come on your song and talk shit about your friends on your song. And then you're going to go and you're going to master and mix the fucking record.
Man, fuck all that spinning, the narrative shit. I meld down the chains that I bought from your boss. Give a fuck about all that heritage shit. Since V not around, the members done hung up the Louis. They not even wearing that shit. So what does that mean?
So he's basically telling Pusha T,
yeah,
that I bought the necklaces from Pharrell.
Pharrell, yep.
Which he did. He bought from the iconic Bape necklaces from Pharrell or whatever. And he's going to melt it down. And that he's basically saying, since Virgil died, no one's wearing Louis. And
Pharrell is.
Why is Pharrell catching bullets?
I think he's the bridge. Because, like, he bought the chains from him.
So, no, but this is all... This is all to get back at Pusha T.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Pharrell's the bridge. I think, yeah, to go at Pharrell directly, like, we don't know. I mean, we don't know what's going on in their lives,
I think it's corny.
But I think, like, I wouldn't see this so much as a direct shot because, like, that's all. But, like, this is also paying, like, homage to just Virgil in general.
What?
Since Virgil's gone, like we don't rock Louis. Like I think
be throwing a stray at Virgil if he on his tour he has a full
no. I'm saying it's paying homage
agree with you.
He's throwing a stray at Pharrell.
I know. Not saying that he's not, but I'm also saying is like him as like you know he's remember when the fucking her loss when like everyone thought he was talking about Ice Spice or whatever.
Yeah.
Or no.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Ice Spice.
Yeah. And the Megan Thee Stallion line too, right?
Yeah, that
like,
too.
Remember, it was all like these things that like we can interpret them as such because but we're also like so far out of the box.
Yeah.
We're like, obviously he's talking about Pharrell and like we know that, but when I heard the Louis line, I wasn't like, oh, it's because Pharrell. Like, I was just like, Pharrell's obviously the connection that connects the lines together. But I think this is more just being like, yo, like, Virgil not with it. I don't
even
rock it.
Yeah, but Pharrell bigs you up all the time.
Yeah. Right. No, I get. Like, I'm not.
Pharrell is the Pharrell is the fucking the creative director after Virgil of mm-hmm. to Louis Vuitton.
But that's what I'm saying. As far as the lines, these being back to back lines, that's why the lines work together. Like it's writing, right?
But Drake is meticulous, so he's gonna. You know, for me, that's pretty clear right there. Like, yo, bro, like, we don't care who's fucking running this shit. We ain't wearing that shit no more. Virgil ain't no more. We ain't wearing that shit.
That's the way I saw it.
You know what I'm saying? But still, for coming right after the fucking, I melted your boss's chains. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the mind damn coming to come get me.
I thought that was a sample. I was like, what the fuck is that?
Oh, was that sirens outside?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah, I thought it was a sample.
I just feel
computer.
Like coming right after that line, I feel like. It's bringing it up like maybe you could make the connection, maybe you could not, and Drake does that to where he'll like sub something to where it could be connected but it could not. So like, you know, I think he's after all this time, after not dropping the record, after not replying to Pusha T, you're still coming and you're doing little subs at Pusha T. I think he should stop. I think it's at this point it's just stop.
But he'll continue to throw fucking subliminals
no,
at everybody.
No, just stop.
But
just stop. I think Pusha, he even mentioned the whole shit about the whole, like, yo, in the song about the whole concert shit when he brought, when he was supposedly he bought the first row and his boys were there and his boys got jumped by Pusha's. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're taking the credit for that. You're still talking about this shit, bro.
I think Drake is very petty.
Of course.
I think Drake is one, because everyone says that Drake lost, right? Yeah. I think Drake is going to, like,
he ain't going to let that shit go.
He's going to be like, I'm going to ruin your life. Yeah. Like, I'm gonna make, like, he knows how strong he is.
Drake, I love you, Drake. You know,
but I think it's one of those things, like, if you, like, you think you could, fuck, like, I'm gonna ruin your life.
It's his probably one loss he's ever taken in his career.
Yeah, and two, look how much, like, people are talking about this. Like, his one verse on the whole album.
Yeah.
And this is probably the most talked about song. It's checking the spot, it's the highest streaming song out of the
whole
album.
Yeah, of course, because all the drama and everything.
Yeah, so, like, Drake is also a genius in that way, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knows,
like,
what he's doing,
I have the best record
on
the
album. He knows what he's doing. You know, but as a fan, bro, it's just like, yo, if you want to just drop the fucking record, just drop the record that you were talking about that would put Pusha T under the fucking dirt. I want to hear that. I don't want to hear the little puns. I don't want to hear the little disses, because maybe, to me, that diss wasn't that crazy.
Yo, to be honest, maybe it's like the play that Pusha pulled on him, where Pusha baited him on like one verse, and then Drake clapped back, and then
alone.
Pusha had Story of Adidon waiting for him. So maybe
I think the
play.
Drake verse had more to do with Kanye than it had to do with Pusha T. Because if it was Pusha T, I think they would have dropped. But the fact that I feel like it had more to do with Kanye and the relationship between Kanye and Prince. Okay, and that whole connection there, I think it's a deeper connection that we don't know. That's what stopped that record from coming out. I think Ye would have affected him from that way more than Pusha T. I think Drake don't give a fuck about Pusha T. I feel like he was just like, yo, that would have came out. You know what I'm saying? That's just my perspective on it. I think Ye would have suffered more from that. But just please leave Pusha T alone.
Last thing.
Leave Britney alone.
Leave him alone.
Leave Pusha T alone.
Let him do his thing. He's coming out with the Clips album. Okay, leave him alone. Let him do what
he got to
do.
Clips.
I think last thing I did want to throw in here, obviously, like, first week streaming, not the end of the world or anything like that, but they're projecting it to be over 500K, which is what Astroworld did. So
that's great. Yeah. That's huge.
Yeah,
that's massive.
And especially as of recent, everything's been so low.
I know.
Carla Rae, like 6,000 units.
Dude,
well,
so
Travis
bad.
Scott, that's a blockbuster release, as he always does. He just kills it, bro. And what are your club tracks? As DJs, like, what do you?
Yeah, I'm excited for the Slacker stuff again, like the young kids, because that's when Fiend's gonna fucking ring.
Meltdown,
I've already played a couple times.
The second
twins.
Half is fucking sick.
Topia Twins
yeah,
for me.
Topia Twins is good.
Yeah,
I want to find like I'm finding ways of like pieces of songs to like as a transition or something like that. Just because they're really cool. But those are like some of like the few club records, I think. Like Fiend is just such a mosh record.
Yeah.
I think with the right crowd, like that shit will fucking go crazy.
Yeah.
His, whenever he does go on this tour or when he does these live, like the visuals, it has to match.
Yeah.
So I'm very, very excited whenever that happens.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Utopia's finally here. But I know the DJ episode is 70. Tress.
Whew.
Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you. We love you.
I'll see you in Utopia.
See you in Utopia.